Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
Let's go back to the Morning X.
Saturday Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. Emily, you're a noted young person.
Yes.
You got that banging TikTok.
What?
You got that banging TikTok, right?
Okay.
Just
I like
made
the slang.
Flinch a little bit there.
Yeah. Yeah. That TikTok.
That bomb ass TikTok.
Yeah.
If I offered you $10,000. Since okay. I've been bragging so much, I was like, you don't even have AC. If I offered you $10,000 to quit social media forever, mm-hmm. would you accept?
Forever?
Forever.
No.
$20,000.
No. No. And the reason why, you're going to have to go up a little higher.
$100,000.
You're going to have to go up a little higher.
Really?
Because if I had to quit social media, I wouldn't be able to do my awesome teases every morning.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
I would be missing.
X, Morning X on
Instagram.
Come on. Act more excited. Okay? They're great. I would be missing a part of my life. A chunk of me would be gone. That's my personality now.
New survey asked people, how much would it take for you to quit social media? And you are in the majority. 70% said they would not give up their social media accounts. For $10,000. Now I don't know if they specified for life, but yeah, what kind of ultimatum are we putting you to? I don't know. I don't want to go for the full okay boomer on you. I might take less.
Less?
I would not take like there.
Can I still read Twitter?
No,
that's
quitting. That's quitting social media. You can't use anything.
I don't know.
At like, all.
Several people in the study even recognized the, I guess, how it contributes to poor mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Still not totally buttoned up on that, but I understand that helps some people just to shut it off.
Yeah. You see other people posting, and you're like, oh, they have this awesome life, and I'm missing out. It makes you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
The value of social media to my life is very minuscule. Like, if you just were pricing it that way, yes, it's only worth like $10,000 to me, but I feel that I could get more from this situation, so I would hold out for a higher amount of money.
Oh,
probably
you would negotiate.
Yeah, I was like, oh, because it's the value to everybody else, I could get an easy meal out of this. So why would I lowball myself?
Unfortunately, nobody's offering you money to quit, so there's actually not a market for you to quit at all.
Yeah,
but I mean, also just. You never know what's going to make... I don't know what's going to make me go viral, and now I'm one of those TikTok people.
See, that's what... 20% of the people said that it would take at least $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You kids today... So $999,999, you say no way.
Nope. I'm out.
I bet you I could
ludicrous to me, but just last night I was watching a girl who streams chess on Twitch who just switched to streaming poker, and apparently she's like crushing it and just printing money. And I'm like, I guess that is
Twitch is having to crack down on hot tub streamers. Which are just girls that wear bikinis and hot tubs and talk about video games.
Wait, really?
And it's too hot for Twitch.
I basically do that on here, but for probably less.
Your house is 80 degrees. Everything's a hot tub.
Yeah, I know.
Likely less.
I bet you that I could make a TikTok account where I make videos and just for 60 seconds, I just stare at the camera and don't ever say a word.
Okay.
And I could go viral eventually.
There's a guy that
What are you waiting on?
That would be good for us.
I'm not photogenic. I get self-conscious.
Oh, okay. I just did it on Emily's tease thing.
Yeah.
Tell you what, my silence and your dance in the background, we can do this.
I mean, I guess this is a bad example because the social media has been in our life for a long time now. But like, if you told me in 19... What year were you born, Emily?
98.
It's too late. Oh. If you told me in 1996, hey, I'll give you $1 million to never use the internet again, I'd be like, hell yes, except. But now, that would have been a bad decision, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have, you would have been left out of a lot of things.
Well, especially because your car is run by the internet right now. Tesla's right, kind of.
Right. Yeah. It's not. I don't want to talk about left out of things. I mean, it's a utility now, all right? It's as important as air conditioning for some people, maybe, probably.
Yeah. It's like that famous quote like from the 80s where Bill Gates was like, 480 kilobytes of RAM is all anybody would ever need. It's like, okay. Yeah, right, Bill. No wonder your wife left you.
What is wrong with these people? 40% of those in the survey said that they would rather keep their social media over their car, TV, and some even said their pets.
What?
Yeah.
What? They're the ones that don't have Instagram accounts for their pets. Probably.
Oh.
They're that like 10%.
The 10% that don't have.
Yeah.
Your chance at Cypress Hill tickets coming up in just a second. Hold on. What up, X? It's the Morning X. And punk rock physicist tweets at the Morning X says, I don't have any accounts for my cats, but I would delete all social media before getting rid of them. No question. Yeah, of course. People who have accounts for their animals. Get out of here. Except at Bogey in the City.
I was about to say.
Man, we were racking up the followers real quick, and now we've stalled in the 400s. Bumbleina got very upset when she noticed we'd lost a follower.
Because you haven't brought him in.
Oh. He needs to be a radio dog.
He has to be a radio star.
She puts like 40 hashtags on all of those things. The dogs of Instagram, Pyradoodle of Instagram, blah, 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 blah. And she says it's to get, she's trying to get sponsorship deals. And every time she posts, like the first three comments are like, get in the DMs for partnership. And I'm like, yesterday or a couple days ago, his puppy box showed up. Where they send a new toy and treats and every
How
month.
How much does that cost?
Well, I was like, this is free from these people who say get in the DM. She's like, no, this was $30. And I was like, what are we doing? What are you? How? I don't know.
I'm going to start hashtagging all of my Instagram posts, Hodges of Instagram.
Yeah.
Can I get sponsored?
Zach from New Braunfels says, I'd quit social media for $100,000. I just use Facebook for memes and Twitter for tweeting at some radio show that keeps changing its name. Yeah, sorry about that,
Oops.
Man.
Wait, which one?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Mm-hmm. We have Cypress Hill tickets. Cypress Hill and Atmosphere are going to be at Whitewater Amphitheater August the 8th. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015, I believe. You're going to play $7 worth of Hoobastank. Is that right? Is this your first time playing, Nick?
Probably.
You're going down, buddy. Going down. Good luck on the phone. What X? It's the Morning X. We have tickets to see Cypress Hill and Atmosphere August 8th, Whitewater Amphitheater, when we play another edition of...
Jukebox.
Reason we call this game.
I'm going to put $7 worth of Hoobastank in it.
$7 worth of Hoobastank.
And I'm coming back to hang with you, bros.
The reason that
will
tell you.
He's so funny, man.
$7 worth of Hoobastank is our setlist.fm game. Man, I bet the consultant hates that name. I don't get it either, man. But if you go to setlist.fm, they keep track of what bands are playing live in concert everywhere, all around the world, all the way back to the beginning of time. And we play, they also keep statistics. We play a game where Emily today is going to tell us an artist, and then Nick and I are going to try and guess what is their top played song live in concert. They have all-time statistics over there. And you get 3 points for the number one answer, 2 for the number two answer, and 1 for the third place answer. We're each playing on behalf of a listener. Julie called first. She chose Team Jason. You have chosen wisely. Michael, you get Nick, who knows? This is his first time playing. I would also say, knowing the names of songs by bands, you sometimes have trouble differentiating, you know, what band is what, but knowing the names of their songs.
Nirvana, number one song, Machine Head.
Nice. You're going to do great.
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine, number one song.
Although...
Party...
Now this is my favorite game, and I was very excited, and now I'm worried because Emily has prepared the game, so it could be like the bands could be Ass Rap, Donkey, DeLady, and Bumbleinos, and I'm like,
excuse me,
those are three of my favorite artists, man.
Yeah,
but let's go for it. We're ready here, Emily. What's the first one?
All right, the first one. The artist is the Gorillaz. the Gorillaz. I really like the Gorillaz. I've always wanted to see them live.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
Came to Frank Irwin Center.
Okay. Yeah, keep riding. That's fine. You know, I'm really tired today.
Knock it off, okay? When I just tell you, this is an old school Jason Dickism. But today, listen, if I tell you a fact about my life and you have decided that that's a brag, that's on you, okay? I went to see a band one time. So,
no, I bet it was a great show. I've heard it's great, you know?
Oh, man, this is tough.
Gorillaz.
Okay.
This is tough.
Here's a brag.
Okay.
I'm going to reel it back in.
Okay.
We were in row 4. My friend Sal was so excited because I had a floor seats row 4 to see the Gorillaz. We were super pumped. We were all about that life. And then we get in there and we're like, this is awesome. This is the best. And then I see Trevin on the radio in row 2. And I'm like, what the hell? He does evenings. How does he get to be in row 2?
So Jason went and had security escort Trevin and changed seats.
Yeah, and changed seats.
I had him thrown out.
All right.
All right, buddy. You can do it.
See that one or that one?
I've been ready for a million years.
That one or that one? Okay.
I'm kind of feeling that way as well.
I'm good.
Yeah?
I mean, the first Gorillaz hit, which I assume is what they've played the most. Maybe you can confuse me with some other things, but I'm just going to go Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
Damn it.
Did you go Feel Good?
I had Clint Eastwood. I think the answer is something about a Mountain King, some old school song, but Field Good Inc. is what I remember. And it's probably Clint Eastwood.
All right. So the number 3 song is Tomorrow Comes Today.
This might be weird because Damon Albarn's a jerk and plays weird songs.
True. Number 2 is Last Living Souls. And number 1 is... Clint Eastwood. Nice.
Okay. I don't know who did the hooks or if you did the hooks, Emily, but this is not it.
What do you mean?
We'll do hook talk later on.
What?
Yeah.
Come on, everybody recognizes this part of the song.
All right,
yeah,
so buddy, that's fine. This is not. We'll see how number 2 and 3 go.
Okay,
and then we'll determine whether or not you're.
Well, I already know you're going to be mad about 2.
Oh, okay. So. Well, Nick, you're in trouble, buddy, because I got 3 points. You got 0. I gotta say, I don't know those other 2 songs. The fact that 19-2000 or whatever, or Feel Good Inc. is not in there. I don't know what that is. All right. Number 2, Emily.
All right. Number 2. I'm actually repping it today.
Oh.
So, Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh, you suck.
I knew you would be mad, but
no,
I had
I'm just
the,
mad because he's going to get this
I had the
one.
Shirt. I had
yeah,
to,
don't be mad.
It's a great band. I've seen them a good amount of times. Pretty mellow. This was very like angsty, Emily. Oh, here's a hint. Okay, hint is
no.
It's a hint. Okay, the hint is this was my ringtone when I was in high school.
All right, you gave it away.
Did I?
I don't know.
Yeah, if we know that it was
no, it could be anything, man.
They have so many songs.
No, I like that Death Cab for Cutie. They do some things, though.
It brings out angsty, Emily. I feel like I should write poetry after I listen to them. I feel smarter.
All right, I'm good.
You ready? Is that what you're saying there, buddy?
I'm sorry, Nick.
What's that really? See, this song is I'm not sure if it's early enough in their catalog to be the winner.
Yeah, they've been around for a while.
Transatlanticism, was that one of the early albums? I like that song, to the New Year, something like that. Do you know which one that is?
Yeah.
Okay, my answer is Soul Meets Body.
Soul Meets Body, okay.
I keep thinking of other bands, Modest Mouse, Panic of the Disco. So
they
I'm
all just
going comedy answer. I buried my heart next to your body in the woods, which is not a Death Cab for Cutie song.
Okay, well, you were close, Nick. Third is The New Year.
Oh, okay.
Second is Crooked Teeth.
Oh,
and
yeah,
first
that means that's good news for me.
Yeah.
See, this is a good part of the song, but I would probably just include the part where he says, when soul meets body.
Why? That was not as good. And that's they only say when soul meets body like once.
No, then it done.
Okay, a few times.
Man,
this was my ringtone, though.
Yeah.
In high school.
Well, we didn't even get to the part.
No, you don't need it.
All right, it's 6-0. Nick has been drawn dead here.
Double or nothing on this one. Let's go. Come on.
No, that's
come
not, on. Not, double the way, not the way the
flex,
word
Mr. Music
works,
Man.
My friend. But let's do
coward.
The third one just for fun.
Coward.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
The third one is My Chemical Romance. MCR. Okay. MCR.
Can
again.
I stick with my answer? I buried my heart next to your body in the woods.
You could go with that. See, in this one we play. Come on. Like, we play MCR all the time.
This is going to be early MCR, and who knows what those were called.
Just give an MCR song. You know, I've never called him MCR, and I'm not happy with myself for doing so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll do that. All right, Haja, you got it, buddy. I want to say the I'm not okay one, and I'm not all right. I'm not, but I don't know the name of that one. I'm not sure, so I just said Helena.
Helena.
Oh, damn it.
Helena, okay.
I'm not okay, but the song you want is Helena Beat.
No, that's not.
What?
That's a song by that's a
that
song
Foster
by
the People?
Foster the People.
Damn it.
Okay, so wait, what did you write?
I'm okay.
I'm okay. And,
Put a knot there. I'm not okay.
Okay.
But no, you said I'm okay.
Okay. Well, the number three is Give 'em Hell, Kid. Number two, Helena.
Oh, okay.
And number one.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. That was me. That one was me.
Oh, do I want a moral point?
Yeah, okay.
What is the name of that song?
It's called I'm Not Okay, and then in parentheses it says, I promise.
I was going to say, there's parentheses in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a little confusing.
Just give me Helena. So we did it.
Yeah.
Julie, congratulations. You're going to go see Cypress Hill. Michael, we have a prize for you as well. What up, X? It's the Morning X. Jason, Nick, Emily, let's do it, man.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. Man, Nick is reeling from his first ever loss in $7 worth of Hoobastank. Thank you. You all right, man?
Yeah, I knew the answer was Clint Eastwood. I knew that's what you were going to do.
What I was going to do?
Yeah, I know what you're going to do. I know what you're going to do.
See, I tried. I tried
and so
to think,
I was trying to go feel good ink to zig when you were zagging, and I should have just gone for the
just
points.
Play, just answer it for the right
well,
answer.
I also wasn't sure if like but those were the same song. And I was like, wait, is it actually called Clint Eastwood, or does he just say Clint Eastwood in Feel Good Ink? And then Emily screwed me by going two back-to-back
emo songs. You probably shouldn't put two
sorry.
Emo songs in there, Emily. But
I didn't realize
Death
Cat for Cutie was that emo.
I told her to do 10X or
I thought
artist.
That was normal. Yeah.
But look,
I did a core artist. Is it,
which
is
one
it
of those is
MCR?
Core? No.
No, I'd say Gorillaz has a better chance of being core artist. But it's
I was expecting some Chili Peppers or Foo Fighters, and then I had a shot and could have gotten
yeah.
Turtle
well,
Paste.
You told me you during the example.
You could have gone Turtle Paste?
Yeah.
That was your hope, was that you would have the opportunity to go Turtle Paste?
Hey, Turtle Paste. Hey, you guys.
What is
Foo Fighters.
Yeah, but what song is that?
I don't know.
Because whatever it is you're trying to, I mean, Foo Fighters.
It's Monkey Wrench or Everlong or something. I'll figure it out.
Oh,
I'll get back
okay.
to you.
Get back to us. I'm on
again,
the edge of my seat.
Down.
That's all right. I'll crush you tomorrow in the game that I have to prepare for you.
Whoa.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Why me? What did
okay,
I do?
Good, good. I'll, not me.
You're not getting on a win streak. You ain't breaking my record of 6.
Oh, my God. This guy. All right. I have a very serious story and then a hilarious story. You know what? The hilarious story is not even hilarious. I find it kind of funny. But here, serious story, go. Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib put out a video yesterday.
What's up, people? I'm Carl Nassib. I'm at my house here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that like one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate. And I'm going to start by donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project. They're an incredible organization. They're the number one suicide prevention service for LGBTQ youth in America. And they're truly doing incredible things. And I'm very excited to be a part of it, to help in any way that I can. And I'm really pumped to see what the future holds.
Excellent work. Perfectly executed. And good for you, I feel like, is the only response to that video. But I don't know if that's the only response.
Oh, I highly doubt that.
I'm sure
people
there's lots
are
of people that have other responses.
Now, this is quite notable because Carl Nassib is the first active professional football player to come out as gay. Mm-hmm. And I told that to Emily earlier, and she goes, "What? Really?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it seems crazy." And in fact, there is and has been tons of gay football players. What are there, like 2,000 guys in the NFL? You're telling me that there's 1,999 straight guys and now Carl Nassib? No. There's probably the same percentage, maybe a little bit less, as their, you know, straight versus homosexual population in the, you know, the masses.
I mean, there's several that have come out after the fact.
Right. But this guy's the first one to come out.
During his career.
And I love the way that he does it, too. Like, he doesn't make a big, like, grand reveal. It's very casual.
What's up, people? I'm Carl Nassib. I'm at my house here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay.
And I think that's, as he says, hopefully this, you know, someday this will not be a thing. This will just, you know, be normal.
I mean, I would say that for certain people, like, this is almost met with, like, okay, so. Like, just because, like, it's not that big of a deal for us to think of somebody as, like, whoa, you're coming out as gay anymore.
Yeah, no.
Which is, I think, how it should be, like
it,
you said.
It definitely should be like that. And it's, like, what is that going to have to do with him playing football?
Well, the question now that I will ask, but I think a lot of people don't. I mean, like, and the he plays for the Las Vegas Raiders. They already they retweeted him saying, "Proud of you, Carl."
I mean, I want to joke and make this, like, has he already been cut?
Right.
You know,
that was the first thing that I thought last year. Because so, Emily, there was once upon a time a guy, Michael Sam, who was drafted, who was openly gay. Mm-hmm. But he didn't make the team. He was cut from the team. And so,
He came out when he was still in college. Uh-huh. And some people allege that the NFL told teams, like, hey, go grab him with your last pick because we don't need this guy not being drafted because he's openly gay.
You, like me, Nick, are a cynic, and I thought the same thing. I was like, is this guy, he announces today he's gay and next month he's retired.
Yeah.
He's under a guaranteed contract for the Raiders. He will play football this year. The question that I will ask is how many guys in that locker room are not comfortable with this? Because there are some of them, okay?
Oh, there will definitely be some people on this team, which is sad.
I don't think they will be vocal.
So you're saying watch who demands a trade from the Raiders?
I think they will know that there's retribution for being vocal about it. But the fact is, just as I said, you know, there's a certain population of, you know, homosexuals in this.
I'm already worried about Mr. Cole Beasley of the Buffalo Bills.
Oh,
when you're coming out as anti-vax, that guy seems like he's just going to...
A certain population of this world that is very homophobic, and there's plenty of those guys in the NFL. And so are we going to hear any of them say anything about this?
I really hope not. Like I said, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You're just playing football. You're literally doing something.
But I mean,
you're literally hugging men for your job already.
That's how homophobia works. I mean, like, it's a part of football. You slap your guy in the ass, you say good play, but all of a sudden, if you know that guy's gay, it's weird for those people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would like to think that while it's not zero, it is the minority of his teammates.
Oh, I think severe minority.
Yeah.
But to think that everybody in that locker room is just like, yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to say 12 is my percentage.
12%?
12% of his teammates are going to have a problem with it.
Glad that you're very specific
kind of
on it. Yeah. Pull up the Raiders roster and pick out which 12%.
Based on how they look.
That's six guys.
Oh, Derek Carr for sure. That guy loves Jesus.
Derek.
Hope. Carl is not, that's the name, right? He's a defensive guy, right?
Carl Nassib. You know who he is. If you
know his brother. Ryan was a quarterback for like the Giants or something. Sorry, I'm not helping.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. This guy was on Hard Knocks a couple of seasons ago.
Was he the one oiling up Derek Carr's arms?
No. Okay. He's the guy. He was in the defensive lineman room teaching them all about finance, about if you put this amount of money away, it turns into this much money and turns into this much money. And they were all like, you're really smart, man. He's like, yeah, basically what I'm telling you is don't go buy Lamborghinis.
Mm-hmm.
Funny, hilarious story number two. Chiefs defensive end Frank Clark got busted for having an Uzi sticking out the back of his Lamborghini.
Is that wrong?
Can you define the words that you're?
Which one?
What's an Uzi?
Oh, defensive end Emily is the guy who lines up on the line. What's an Uzi? Is this a real thing?
Yeah, no, I'm serious.
Machine gun.
A machine gun.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's not good.
No.
What do you think Lil Uzi Vert,
the rapper, is doing?
What do you mean? I thought that was just his name.
Jesus.
Ozzy can't be a real name. So
you know that Machine Gun Kelly is not his birth name, right?
It's not.
Yeah,
it's Michael, isn't it?
Look, to be clear, I'm one of those anti-gun guys. I am coming for your gun. Well, not me, but I would love to send people for your guns. But yeah, just the idea that Frank Clark is driving a Lamborghini, and I said sticking out. He's got a Lamborghini. By the way, I'm a Lamborghini guy, in case you were wondering, Emily.
I'll have to get that video of you getting out of one.
That was my first thought. I drove a Lamborghini one time in Vegas, and when we showed up, the guy looked me up and down, and he's like, all right, that's the silver one out there. Go get in it and see if you fit, and then we'll see if we can drive it. But Frank Clark has got to be bigger than me. And I was like, that dude's driving around in a Lamborghini. Apparently, he's got a Lambo SUV. Good on you, buddy. How about that?
Wow.
He just had a bag with an Uzi sticking out in the back.
See, when you say Uzi, I just think there's some like pus that's like gunking out of the back out of his behind or something. That's all I was thinking. He said he had a little Uzi back there.
Just put your head on your desk and rest. I know you're sleep deprived.
I've never heard that word before.
I'm against guns, and I don't like the idea
but
of Frank Clark
Uzi.
Driving around with an Uzi in the back of his car.
Ew,
but I do like
so
it
gross.
Better than whatever you have described. That is a better situation.
Frank Clark, 6'3", 273, according to the internet. That's
very close to you. Dimensions.
I'm looking through the... he allegedly says that it belonged to one of his bodyguards, I think, this bag and this gun, so he's probably going to use that route. But I'm digging through back to the Carl Nassib. I'm looking at the Oakland Raiders roster.
Okay.
At guard, one Richie Incognito, who was kicked off of the Miami Dolphins for bullying another offensive lineman and using racial slurs against team trainers. Betcha he's got some problems with my man Carl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How you feel about your decision to circle back to the first story?
Not good.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.
Dr. Mark Malone from Advanced Pain Care on how the spinal cord stimulator blocks pain signals, bringing patients relief at last.
Spinal stimulation is an implantable device consisting of two tiny wires connected to a battery that are placed alongside the spine. These wires emit a tiny electronic signal that blocks the pain signal that travels on nerves.
Advanced Pain Care, 512-244-4272 or online, austinpaindoctor.com.